7. Victims and Witnesses. 7.1. The CPS's Support for Disabled Victims and Witnesses of Crime Guide clearly sets out what disabled victims and witnesses can expect with regard to how they are treated. www.cps.gov.uk/sites/default/files/documents/publications/guide-2-support-4-disabled-victims-and-witnesses-of-crime.pdf. However, as the findings in this section illustrate, there is some way to go before the standard set out in the guide is achieved. In August 2017, the CPS published a new public statement on how it would prosecute disability hate crime. www.cps.gov.uk/legal-guidance/disability-hate-crime-and-other-crimes-against-disabled-people-prosecution-guidance. 7.2. Please consider the needs of victims and witnesses at various stages of the investigative and criminal justice process. The police should firstly consider the risks to victims, risk assessment, and manage these risks to keep the victim safe, risk management. Risk assessment is the process of estimating and regularly reviewing the likelihood and nature of a risk posed by a perpetrator to a particular victim, children or others. Understanding risk and vulnerability in the context of domestic abuse. College of Policing, APP, London, 2015. Risk management is the management of the responses adopted in cases where risk is identified, to minimise risk of further harm by the offender. Understanding risk and vulnerability in the context of domestic abuse. College of Policing, APP, London, 2015. 7.3. A risk assessment was carried out by the attending officer in 41 of the 90, 45.6%, cases examined by HMIC FRS. In 51, 56.7%, there was no risk management plan put in place by police, and crime prevention advice was provided to the victim in only 29, 32.2%. 7.4. The HMIC FRS inspection of hate crime made similar findings and has made recommendations for improvement. www.justiceinspectorates.gov.uk/HMICFRS/publications/understanding-difference-the-polices-initial-response-to-hate-crime/. 7.5. The police should consider whether the victim or witnesses are vulnerable and or intimidated, and if so, require measures to enable them to give their evidence in court. These are known as special measures and reasonable adjustments. 7.6. The use of special measures is different from that of reasonable adjustments, which only make it possible for the victim to give their evidence effectively. There is a statutory procedure and set timescales for making special measures applications. 7.7. Police should set out on a standard form, MG2, which special measures a witness requires and the evidence to support an application. In accordance with the National File Standard, www.cps.gov.uk/publication/contents-charging-reports-and-national-file-standard, the MG2, where applicable, should be submitted to the CPS when the file is initially submitted for the first court hearing. 7.8. In the HMC PSI file sample, a detailed MG2 was not sent to the CPS in 53 of the 93 relevant cases, 57%. In 43 of the 53, 81.1%, the prosecutor should have asked the police for more detail to support their considerations of why a special measures application needed to be made. 7.9. Despite this, an appropriate application for special measures was made in 50 of the 56 relevant cases, 89.3%, but the application was only timely in 29 of the 53 cases, 54.7%, where it could be determined when the application was made. There were 3 cases where inspectors could not determine from the information on the file whether the application was timely. 7.10. The primary cause for delay was the failure by police to submit an MG2 with the initial file and it then not being chased promptly by the prosecutor. 7.11. It was not always clear from the file on the CPS case management system whether the prosecutor had, when required, asked for reasonable adjustments for the victim. One respondent to our community group questionnaire said that it was normally the witness care unit that alerted the prosecutor to any requirements the victim might have. There were 52 cases in the file sample where a reasonable adjustment could have improved the effectiveness of how the victim gave their evidence. The appropriate arrangements were made in 17 cases, 32.7%. In 6, 11.5%, there was insufficient evidence on the file to determine whether the arrangements were made. The inclusion of this as a specific element in the proposed hate crime checklist should help to improve the aspect of performance. 7.12. While prosecutors were aware of the process of using intermediaries, there were concerns that the need to assess for this requirement was taking place too late in the process. This is supported by the findings from our file sample, where often it was the prosecutor who first queried whether an intermediary was needed. In one case examined, the police were adamant that an intermediary was not required despite repeated queries from the prosecutor. It was only when a report from a third party made it clear that an intermediary was needed that any action was taken. 7.13. Prosecutors told us consistently that the failure to identify the need for any intermediary at the investigative stage led to delays in the trial process. When they did use them, they said they were considered to be of considerable benefit. 7.14. In one CPS area, there had been specific training on the use of intermediaries, organised by the Inclusion and Community Engagement Manager. The training highlighted that prosecutors were unclear about how intermediaries were used and about the funding process. 7.15. The CPS has a responsibility under the Victims Code to communicate with victims if certain events arise. This includes where the case is discontinued or the charge is altered substantially. www.gov.uk/government/publications/the-code-of-practice-4-victims-of-crime. If under the Victims Code they are entitled to an enhanced service, this should take place within 24 hours, otherwise within 5 working days. This includes victims who are vulnerable or intimidated, but not all disabled people will automatically be entitled to the enhanced service. The timeliness of letters to victims, primarily if a case is discontinued or there is substantial charge alteration, needs to improve. There were 35 cases in our file sample where a letter should have been sent. Where this occurred, it was timely in 14, 40%, late in 8, 22.9%, and not sent at all in 13, 37.1%. 7.16. In DHC cases where a letter is written to the victim, it is especially important that it is tailored to their needs. Performance in this regard was mixed. Inspectors assessed 22 letters to determine whether they were of an appropriate content and quality for the victim. In 20, 91%, they found that this requirement was fully or partially met, and not met in two. Respondents from community groups confirmed that victims often didn't understand the language used in the letters. None of our letters in our file sample had been adjusted to assist the recipient, by including an easy read version, for example. We recognise, however, that this causes a difficulty in achieving the timeliness requirement for victims entitled to an enhanced service, who should receive a letter within 24 hours. 7.17. Overall, there was a view that the CPS National Speaking to Witnesses at Court initiative had led to improved communication, but that victims did not always understand why prosecutors might paraphrase their victim personal statement, VPS. www.cps.gov.uk/legal-guidance/speaking-witnesses-court www.gov.uk/government/publications/victim-personal-statement 7.18. Another implication for victims is that if a victim personal statement is not taken and the offender pleads guilty at the first court appearance, the court will not have all the information available to consider the negative effect on the victim and impose an appropriate sentence. Victim personal statements are therefore of vital significance to the criminal justice process. 7.19. In only 37.41.6% cases, was there evidence that the victim was offered an opportunity to complete a VPS by the police? This opportunity was taken up in only 18 cases, 20.2%. As a result, a low number of victim personal statements were actually taken. We found, in other joint inspections, that improvements need to be made by police in this regard. For example, Living in Fear, the Police and CPS Response to Harassment and Stalking, a joint inspection by HMIC and HMC PSI. HMIC 2017. www.justiceinspectorates.gov.uk/hmicfrs/publications/living-in-fear-the-police-and-cps-response-to-harassment-and-stalking Issue to be addressed. Chief Constables should ensure that victims are offered an opportunity to make victim personal statements in all relevant cases, and that, when appropriate, these statements are taken and provided to the CPS. Victim Care 7.20. Overall, for victim care, 41 of the 90.45.6% cases were judged as inadequate or requiring improvement, and only 49.54.4% as good or outstanding. Judgments on victim care. Total. Inadequate, 13. Requires improvement, 28. Good, 43. Outstanding, 6. 7.21. HMIC FRS inspectors considered how the six forces inspected referred victims to support services. At the time of our inspection, forces operated one of two systems. Opt-in, where victims are not referred unless they specifically consent for their information to be passed to the relevant organisation. Opt-out, where victims' details are automatically passed to the victim support services unless they specifically state they do not want this to happen. The police file examination revealed that in 66.7% of cases sampled, there was evidence the victim was referred to victim support services. 7.22. However, there was a difference between which system the force used. In the three forces using an opt-out system, 33 out of 45, 73.3% of victims were referred to victim services. In contrast, for the three forces operating an opt-in system, 27 out of 45, 60% were referred. 7.23. A similar finding regarding the referral rates by the police was made in the HMICFRS hate crime inspection. 7.24. Compliance with the victim's code, including notifying the victim where no further action is taken, was positive in 81-90% cases. In one case, this could not be assessed as there was no evidence in the papers. Some police forces performed considerably better than others, and some achieved compliance in all relevant cases.